Hey True North, it's Tuesday, August 25th. My name is Eugene, and welcome back to True North Daily. It's been almost 2 months, basically a summer, since our last episode aired, and it's really good to be back. And when you look back in the summer, there's been a historic amount of things that have happened while we were off air. COVID surged back to all-time high levels. There was a upheaval of social justice that this nation probably has never seen before at this level. Sports has slowly trickled back to the airwaves. My favorite NBA playoffs is back. And if you're a parent, you probably have to recently deal with your home not just being an office anymore, but now a school. But even with all these crazy changes, in the past couple of months or this past summer, you may have felt this novel, mundane kind of dread kind of seeping into your life. That feeling that life in quarantine and lockdown is now what we fear the most. It's ordinary. It's routine. You see, when you think back to the beginning of this pandemic, which seems years ago, but back in March when the virus began to spread, there was a level of apprehension and fear and anxiety. We didn't really know what to expect. And because of that, we try to combat it with optimistic hashtags, with all this hope, with all this unity. You know, I remember when we moved our services online, and although it was weird and full of anxiety for the leadership, there was also a sense of novelty and excitement, especially for you guys as members. You probably thought to yourself, man, this is pretty cool. We can worship at home, and engagement was great. We had really good numbers. But now, although the threat of COVID-19 is still very real, if we're honest, the fear and anxiety have subsided. For a lot of us, we know the drill. We wear a mask, we wash our hands, and we stay socially distant. And attached to that, the levels of hope and optimism and unity have also fallen, as we've all begun to realize this isn't something that's simply going to go away by fall. For all of us now, we probably built some sort of workstation at home. We've been glued to our screens for almost, by estimation, by some 90 hours a week. And rather than fear or even optimism or a sense of hope, we've all moved into this mundane apathy. Life has become ordinary in 2020, as chaotic as it still may be. You know, I was in a meeting with some of our church leadership last night, and one person noted how every part of life, work, church, friends, has slowly morphed into just a screen-staring fest, and it's hard not to just feel drained just from doing anything day by day. And on a spiritual level, for many of us, it's the same or even worse. We feel disconnected, we feel unmotivated, we feel ultimately isolated from God because of this. And the tough reality is this: none of us really knows when this will end. If you're like me, you're checking Google every day on a vaccine or a treatment. But the harsh truth is, no one knows when life will get back to quote-unquote normal, where we can escape this mundane apathy. But I do know this: even when this pandemic is over, we will still have bouts of the same experience in all of our lives, right? Where life is sort of stuck in the quote-unquote ordinary. When we're in between jobs that we don't like. When we're still single after we can still see other people. When our kids may be free but return to never-ending sports programs and activities. You see, with all that being said, the beauty of the gospel is this: that we no longer have to fear the quote-unquote ordinary, and actually, that we often miss that God is often most glorified in the ordinary, mundane aspects of our lives. If you know me or my ministry or teaching, you know I quote from Ecclesiastes a little bit too much, but I do find its wisdom to be so applicable in 2020. In Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 8 to 10, the writer writes this: "All things are full of weariness. A man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. What has been is what will be, and what has been done is what will be done. And there is nothing new under the sun. Is there a thing of which it is said, 'See, this is new'? It has been already in the ages before us." You see, the harsh truth of Ecclesiastes reminds us of this. This is actually life. that although we think we can be more content when the virus recedes, the quote-unquote ordinary is the only real thing life offers. See, I think we've forgotten that God gives us extraordinary gifts through ordinary means of grace. You know, I fear as a church, and especially for us here in the Bay Area, we have an aversion to the quote-unquote ordinary life because we fear we can never be content in the ordinary. Right? That's why so many of us in California long to move to New York, and that's why so many in New York have moved to California. Yet contentment in the kingdom isn't about finding new things breaking the ordinary. Rather, contentment in God's eyes is accepting the circumstances in which God has sovereignly placed all of us in. You see, the danger lies that when we turn our quest for the extraordinary life into a means to worship ourselves. Michael Horton, who's a pastor and author, puts it best when he writes this: being quote-unquote ordinary means we reject the idolatry of pursuing excellence for selfish reasons. Look, we aren't digging wells in Africa to prove our worth or value. We aren't serving in the soup kitchen or engaging in spiritual disciplines because we long to be unique, radical, or different. When we do these things for selfish reasons, God becomes a tool for winning our lifetime achievement award. Our neighbors become instruments in the crafting of our sense of meaning, impact, and identity. What we do for God, or at least what we tell ourselves, is really for ourselves. You see, what Michael Horton's ultimately saying is that God does not expect us to fit some sort of superhero model as his children. See, that's the whole point of grace. It comes free of any expectation. There's literally nothing of your own doing in the past, present, or future that attributes your salvation. The only thing that did it was Christ's death on the cross. And that truth should free us to glorify him and to be content in the ordinary, even in the mundane life of lockdown in 2020. So although we're stuck in endless Zoom calls, for church, for work, for our friends, although it seems like we're cooking and washing every single hour of the day, or it can also seem like you're changing the eighth diaper of your toddler for the past hour, and although all of that seems ordinary to us, God sees them as ways to glorify him. See, so often these mundane tasks are what shapes our souls much greater than some extraordinary flashy action or mission trip that we can take. Have the courage in God that our small, ordinary, mundane lives in quarantine and even when this virus recedes is still a meaningful life in God's eyes. Let's pray. Lord, as we kind of face now the mundane drudge of 2020, as we've become accustomed to this pandemic and lockdown, if we're honest with ourselves, we all fear this ordinary life. We want to be extraordinary. We want to experience extraordinary things. But allow us to be humble in realizing that when you see us, you have no expectations on us, and that you know what's best for us, and that's why you sovereignly placed us in every circumstance, even in the year of 2020. So allow us to trust you and have the courage to see that our small, ordinary lives are still meaningful and content lives when seen through the lens of you. We thank you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.